Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another brand new edition of Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrara, episode number 75. We have made it, and I'm excited today. And everybody out there, 75th episode, 718-508-9883. Also, I want you to head on to my Facebook page, Pro Wrestling Now, with your host, Magic Mike Ferrara, as well as my Twitter, and I'll be giving you that right now. That's Magic Mike Ferrara at NotWhip for Life, the number for life. Also, head on over to TotallyDrivenTV.com. Check us out. We're on Blog Talk. We're on Spreaker. We're on iTunes. We're all over the place. We are on Stitcher. We're doing good. We tell you to get driven, and we tell you to stay driven. So without all that, let's get to the news. And if you guys want to call in the show, 718-508-9883, I'll be taking you till 2 time that we end the show today. And every Tuesday we're going to be ending at 2, starting at 12, 2 hours. And then next week we're going to be doing 5 o'clock on Tuesdays, 5 o'clock on Thursdays. So, next week's a big show. We're going to be talking about everything under the sun, but today we're going to be talking about everything. I want to start off with the news because we got some wrestling news for you. And this is coming right now. According to FAW Online, former WWE star Cody Rhodes is heading to TNA. Dave Meltzer spoke with Cody Rhodes at Wrestling Guerrilla's Battle of Los Angeles this weekend, and the former Stardust reportedly has a deal in place with TNA and is planning on working for both TNA and Ring of Honor, but will not be under contract to either. Cody's apparently planning on a feud with Mike Bennett after the two recently worked together for NEW, that's Northeast Wrestling. Brandi Rhodes, the former Eden, has been doing some of Cody Rhodes' ring announcing on the indie scene, and it sounds like she may appear in TNA as well, possibly in a mini feud with Bennett's wife, Michelle Canales. So that's one news story. Let's see what else we have. For the news story, Alberto Del Rio, I think he's getting ready to leave. Breaking news, Alberto Del Rio, Meltzer again, suspended star WWE Alberto Del Rio is finished with the WWE and will not be returning to the company once his suspension ends. As noted earlier, signs are pointing towards Del Rio to be finished. So they're saying he's done with the company. As for why Del Rio is leaving the company, it's well documented that he's not happy with the way his character's going. So with regards to Del Rio's real-life girlfriend, Paige, I'm going to be speaking about that right now because the WWE reportedly threatened to fire Paige. On this week's episode of MLS and Sullivan, available on the MLW Network, former ROH Evolve commentator Mr. St. Laurent and Kevin Sullivan discussed the romantic issues. Mark Carano, who fans might know from Total Divas, kind of the office liaison guy, approached Del Rio and Paige individually and harassed each of them about their new relationship. It was indicated that the office wanted them to sever their romantic relationship. A lot of people speculated if the reason WWE split them up in the draft, and that's definitely what happened. The company did not want them together. They split them up and drafted in design, and they threatened to fire Paige if she didn't break up with Del Rio. Now, here's my problem with that. If they're going to have a problem with on-air talent dating each other or talent dating each other, then the WWE should set a rule. And it should be as follows. No wrestler can be involved either with a wrestler or a commentator or anybody that works for the WWE. So if I'm sitting in a cubicle next to a hot woman, which I won't be, but if I ever am, and we're at the WWE and we have a romantic tie together, we could be fired. Do I agree with it? No, I don't agree with it. I think if a man, listen, we've had blossom relationships. We've had, you know, relationships from CM Punk and AJ Lee. We've had blossoms from, you know, Macho Man and Liv. I mean, they came in together, but still. We've had blossoming relationships from Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella. You know, so I don't agree with the WWE. If Paige wants to date Alberto Del Rio, she has the right, unless the company frowns on that. If the company is threatening her to fire her over this, then you know what, Paige, you know, you don't need the WWE. You can work somewhere else. I'm not mad at Paige, but I'm disappointed in the situation. This is even a news story. Is it news worthy? I don't know. You be the judge of that. 718-508-9883. MLW Radio is a great station. I think it kicks 1640 PWR's ass. As much as I love the Ken Reedy show, that's the only show on there that I listen to. And occasionally I'll check out Anthony's Coppola show, but that's about it. I mean, that station doesn't really have any legs. King Firehawk is good, too, but come on. I mean, you're going up against MLW. And our network is good, too. I mean, we have some of the greatest involved in the wrestling. Shout out to, I'll tell you one thing that I'm excited about today. Shout out to the Mojo Show. And I'm going to talk about that right now. I want to make an apology to the Mojo Show. I was a little passionate this weekend because of something that I heard, Buffalo Bills fan. And football fans, you want to call the show and talk football, that's fine too. I can do that. You know, football's coming this weekend. But let's get back to the wrestling, though. I mean, let's get back to what happened. So I'm sitting here, and I'm listening to Mojo, he's got his analyst on, he's got PV, football fan. you know, the whole deal. Petey's a nice guy and stuff, and he's very opinionated about football, and that's fine. But, you know, they're picking teams that they think is going to be good this year. And I'm listening to it, and I hear them talk about the Buffalo Bills. Now, of course I'm passionate, and I'm going to call the show, and I'm going to be pissed off with the guys because of, you know, I mean, it was their honest opinion. Just want to make an apology. If I stepped over the line with Anthony, you know, I don't mean to. Anthony's a great guy. He's been on the show a couple of times here. He's been a good caller to me. So, Mr. Mojo, just want to say thank you, you know, for having me on, and thank you for letting me, you know, go crazy. Because it's sad that I have to defend my football team to PDV, who's a fan, by the way. I mean, yeah, he knows football, but come on. I know more football than he probably does. I mean, I'm a football fanatic, you know. But I'm just saying, come on. I mean, when it comes to knowing your teams, he's an Oakland Raiders fan, and I wish him the best of luck. But, I mean, that's my opinion. But anyway, we're talking wrestling today. I just wanted to give a shout-out to them, and I want to say thanks. You know, again, to the Mojo Show, because it's a good show, and now listen to the Mojo Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes, only on Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. He's on 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and they're going to be talking football, basketball, baseball. He talks sports, so call the Mojo Show, 718-508-9883. Call the Mojo Show this Saturday, and you'll be happy because, like I said, he's a great guy. But anyway, let's get back to the wrestling. So that's the wrestling news right there. And now we're going to talk about Monday Night Raw. And I'm kind of happy with Monday Night Raw last night coming out of Sprint Center Arena, Kansas City, Missouri. Seth Rollins crashed Owens a Universal Championship coronation. It was pretty cool. Seth Rollins is upset with Stephanie McMahon because of what, you know, what Triple H did. Stephanie really, you know, like was saying to Seth, if he don't like it, he's gone. He's suspended. Kevin Owens is out there yelling and screaming, and the fans really love Kevin Owens. And I understand that ESPN made fun of Kevin Owens' son, and I think that's wrong. And I think that the WWE should do something about that. But Seth Rollins, again, started beating up Owens, and it turned into a bad decision. Bayley defeated women's champion Charlotte, which was a great match. Bayley's a great competitor. Charlotte is a great competitor. Bo Dallas defeated Kyle Roberts. I hate the jobber movement. I think it's ridiculous, but I do like Bo Dallas. I'm not a Bo-leaver, but I think he's okay. I mean, Seth Rollins against Jericho was good. Jericho's a strong competitor. Sheamus goes up in the best of he defeats Cesaro and leads the best of seven. I wonder if Cesaro's going to win. I wonder if they're going to do a tie, probably maybe have him win the next three. The Shining Wizards defeated Enzo Amore and Big Cass, which I'm very shocked at because I thought that the Shining Wizards were going to start the fall just because they're a new team in the WWE. They were the Matadors, now they're the Shining Wizards, Shining Stars, excuse me. Just because the Shining Stars are here, I mean, Enzo and Cass should have been the winner. I don't know what WWE's doing. I think that's stupid. Nia Jax defeated Esposito again, not necessary. Talent enhancement, stop it. Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson introduced the Old Day, which brought out the New Day, which the Old Day tried to attack the New Day, but the New Day beat up the Old Day, and it's just crazy. Darren Young defeated Jinder Mahal. I mean, what are they going to be doing now with Jinder? Again, they bring Jinder back for what? Darren Young comes out again with Mr. Backlund. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Braun Strowman defeated Sin Cara via the countout. Sasha Banks returned to Raw, which was cool. And Universal Champion Kevin Owens defeated Sami Zayn. And that was a pretty cool match. I liked that match. Best match on the card was Jericho versus Seth Rollins. I like Jericho's movement. I think Jericho is really good. His movement, his timing is great. It's not too politically incorrect. Jericho is someone I always really liked and always wanted to see more of, and I'm glad we're seeing more of him in this era of wrestling. Also, I want to tell everybody that there's going to be a new show on this network. It's debuting next Friday night at 8 o'clock, and it's going to be me talking about the Monday Night Wars. I sit down every day, basically, with a pen and a paper, and I tell you what I liked about the Monday Night Wars and what I didn't. And basically what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be doing episode number one of September for Nitro, and then I watch Raw that Monday night, or whatever it is. If it's not a Monday night, I'll watch whatever. And then I'll be letting people know what my thoughts were on it and results. I'll be giving away results. And that's going to be starting soon. I'm going to have a co-host. I'll be talking about that soon. I'm just finalizing everything, and yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. Do I think that the Monday Night Wars were pretty cool? Yeah, I think they're pretty cool. Do I like the way the Monday Night Wars started? Absolutely. You know, this is something that WWE did. They needed to do. And by the way, I recommend, if you haven't seen the Monday Night Wars, get the DVD set. We're going to be talking about the DVD set on the show, and we're going to be talking about some crazy things coming up. So that's coming up soon. So I'm excited about that. Again, what I liked, what I didn't like. Also on the show, we're going to be doing pay-per-views from September, October. We're going to be doing Monday Night Raw ratings. We're going to have the rating systems out. So it should be pretty cool. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages, and call in 718-508-9883. We have a lot to talk about. We have Clash of Champions to talk about when we return. Tonight's SmackDown and a whole other stuff. So stay tuned and be right back.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Okay, welcome back to Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Farrar, episode number 75. And, yeah, it was a good Monday Night Raw last night. But capitalizing off of Monday Night Raw, I want to tell you about a pay-per-view that's coming up. And it's going to be called Clash of the Champions, and it's coming soon, September 25th, Indianapolis Lighthouse Arena. But the night before in Chicago, they're going to have Randy Orton face off with Brock Lesnar. So it's going to be a rematch from SummerSlam house show. It's going to cost a lot of money, probably. So they want me to let you know that you can get your tickets now for Clash of Champions. Raw Tag Team Champions, The New Day versus Gallows and Anderson. Raw Champion, Women's Champion, Charlotte versus Sasha Banks. And WWE Universal Champion, Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. Those are the matches that are signed right now. Tonight, SmackDown, don't forget, Backlash is this Sunday. So WWE World Champion Dean Ambrose versus AJ Styles. SmackDown Women's Champion Six-Pack Challenge match. SmackDown Tag Team Championship final match. And Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt. And Intercontinental Championship match, The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler. And this week on wrestling, Thursday night on my show, I'm going to have Tony V. We're going to talk about everything that has to do with that pay-per-view. That pay-per-view is going to be pretty cool. And maybe I'll even – oh, I don't think I'll be able to break it down this week on the Mojo show. But, you know, we could talk about it, talk about our picks. Because Saturday – I'm going to see Sting, Lex Luger. Get your tickets to that at BTW Wrestling, big time wrestling promotion. I'll be going to see them Saturday night. Hacksaw Jim, Duggan's going to be there. Lex Luger's going to be there. Sting's going to be there. Hornswoggle's going to be there. It's going to be pretty cool. And Sandow is going to be there. So a lot of wrestling going on there. The one, Billy Gunn's going to be there. Hopefully I'll get to see him wrestle. Last time I seen him was at the Royal Rumble in 15. Pretty cool in Philadelphia. That was a pretty cool Royal Rumble. So that's what's going on. Also, we're going to be talking NXT, and let's do it. Actually, before we do that, I just want to let people know about the big news. The WWE NXT comes to Japan for the first time. For the first time, WWE NXT travels to Japan Saturday, December 3rd, as NXT superstars bring their high-octane brand to sports entertainment. Triple H announced the historic event. Before WWE heads to Australia and New Zealand, the NXT road stops in Osaka, Japan. The NXT Japan will get an NXT champion Shinsuke Nakamura and NXT Women's Champion Asuka back in their home country. So, and Hideo Itami is going to be there as well. So that's a pretty cool deal right there. WWE right there giving us some stuff. Also, tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, because this is another big deal. We are going to see tomorrow night, we are going to see NXT, and it's going to look something like this. Austin Aries. Oh, wait a second. Wait a minute. Liv Morgan versus Aaliyah. Asuka versus Daniel Carmella. So we're going to get two women's matches. TM61 defeated, versus Tony Nese and Araria Divari. Ember Moon versus Leah Vaughn. So we're going to have three women matches on the card. It's crazy, I believe. Three women. Okay. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Steve Cutler, and Samoa Joe is going to be there as well. So that's going to be pretty cool right there. And then we have, right from there, we are going to have the Cruiserweight Classic matches, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Norm Dar, and then T.J. Perkins versus Rip Swan. Last week we had Brian Kendrick versus Kota Ibushi, which was a really good match. And we don't really know what's going to happen. I think Zack Sabre Jr. is going to go over, and he's going to win. And I think him and Kota Ibushi are going to be in the finals together, and I think Zack Sabre's got it. Although Ibushi might win the whole darn thing, or damn thing, depending on what you're listening to. Are you a kid? It's darn. Also, the kiddies are going back to school on Thursday, but that shouldn't stop everybody from watching WWE wrestling. So 718-508-9883 is the number. Give me a call. Let me know what you're thinking about the WWE. Do you like what you see? Do you think you should see less, see more? Do you think Monday Night Raw was good last night? We're on the road to Backlash. I think Backlash is going to be good. WWE dug up Backlash. Also, what do you think of Holy Foley? You know, a lot of references last night about Holy Foley. I think it's a good show. I think it's a reality show. It's a funny show. I think Mick Foley's funny in it. Some of the Miz jokes kind of suck. But other than that, Mick Foley has the tendency to, get on the Miz fans and stuff. But I love the WWE. As a whole, I think they're doing good. I thought Monday Night Raw was good last night. 718-508-9883. Clash of Champions coming up for Monday Night Raw. I like more pay-per-views. I think we're going to see more wrestling, and I think we're going to have a good time. As you opposed when the WWE did this, the reason why the WWE did it back in the day was because they had too much talent. Now WWE does it the same way. They can bring up their stars from SmackDown and from NXT. So I think that's a great idea. And also the system is the great system that they have is working. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back after these messages.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest.
part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
All right, folks, we're back. And you know what? To talk about the WWE, and this is Pro Wrestling Now with Magic Mike for our episode number 75. To talk about the WWE Network and everything and subscribe right now, you have to go back to WCW when NWA did the Clash of the Champions. Now, for some reason, it's not Night of the Champions, it's Clash of the Champions. And I think that's because the WWE wants to do away with certain things. Do I agree with the Clash of the Champions? Yeah, it's a nostalgic move. By the WWE, I think it's nostalgic, and I think it's going to work. I think the WWE is just, you know, that good, and they're doing some good things, and yeah, I think it's going good as of right now. I'm hearing a lot of good things about the brand split. I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I hear a lot of feedback. I think it's good. Also, this week on Podcast Arena, they have the Eric Bischoff show, and he had Hulk Hogan on. And Hogan and him were talking about the old days. And they were basically talking about Mr. Fuji in the beginning. And, of course, you know, they were on a road, and they went down the highway where, you know, they're talking about their careers and everything, and Hogan thanked Bischoff. I mean, that's a big deal right there. Thanking Eric Bischoff for making Hulk Hogan relevant again, that's a big deal. If somebody said to me, listen, you know, I got this guy, he wants in my company, he's not doing too good right now, but, you know, would you take him in? If it's Hulk Hogan, hell yeah. If I had a company, I'd like make Hogan my president of the company, because Hogan really, you know, the WWE, and I've said this to a lot of people, the WWE and Hulk Hogan were good together. Hogan helped make the WWE relevant. Bobby Backlund, as much as Bob Backlund and Bruno Sammartino were so-called the best, Hogan was just, all he had to do was cup the hand to the ear, rip the shirt, say, you know, open his mouth and say, what you gonna do when Hulk Hogan runs wild on you? And the fans went crazy. The fans ate it up like oatmeal, and it was good for you. And I remember when I was a kid saying to my mom, I want to fight for my life and fight right, and I'm a real American. And Hulk Hogan really, really, really made me believe in Hulkamania. But when I listen to the interview and I hear him talk about the good old days and what happened, and they talk about WCW, when Hogan was in WCW in around 96, before the NWO was born, it's basically like Hogan said, he was in the original Sin. Watching these Monday Night Wars, if Hogan didn't go over to WCW, I don't think the Monday Night Wars would have been the Monday Night Wars. So WCW doing what the WCW needed to do, getting Hogan, that's what really, and they also talk about a lot of different stuff. And the only one that had creative control, Eric Bischoff said, was Hogan. So that's the only one that had creative control. Hogan was the only one, because he said there were guys that were bitching and moaning about creative control, and it was Hogan that only had it. But it is 12:40 over here, 718-508-9883. We're giving you a lot of stuff today. Why not let's stick with the wrestling and go to ROH and see what's going on over at ROH Wrestling.com. The world title is set for all Extravaganza 8 in Boston, live on pay-per-view, and it's going to be the phenomenal wrestling on the planet. It's a triumph, makes a triumphant return. It's going to be Adam Cole, the world champion, versus IWGP Intercontinental Champion, the Unbreakable Big Mike Elgin. Also signed to appear, World Television Champion Bobby Fish, of the Tag Team Champions The Addiction, Heavy Metal Rebel of IWGP Tag Team Champions The Briscoes, Donovan Dijak's going to be there with Prince Nana, Jay White, Leo Rush, Motor City Machine Guns, and Toro Yano. So that should be pretty cool. But looking ahead to ROH is doing, again, big things. They're doing a Reloaded tour, and it starts, I can tell you right now, the upcoming events. You don't want to miss this, folks. The Reloaded tour in Pittsburgh stops at Pittsburgh, and I'll tell you what's on the card and who to look forward to. You're going to see six-man tag main event, the Adam Cole and the Young Bucks versus Jay Lethal, Colt Cabana, and Dalton Castle with the boys. Christopher Daniels versus Jay White, Tamachi versus Alex Shelley, Kazarian versus Sabin, Will Ferrara, not related to me, versus ACH, and Jay and Mark Briscoe are going to be there, Silas Young's going to be there, and the Bullet Club's going to be there. Also, Women of Honor are going to be there. Kelly Klein, Vita Scott, Mandy Leon, and Taylor Hendricks are going to be there. The Ring of Honor Wrestling presents the Reloaded Tour, Friday, September 16th, 2016, 400 North Shore Drive, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Doors open at 6, pre-show at 7:15, 7:30 bell time. Subject to change, as always, but check it out. So that's what's going on right there. This is Pro Wrestler Down with Mike Farr, episode number 75. So, and next week, I don't know who's going to join us on the show. We're going to have guests back on the show, but it's cool. So this is one of the greatest wrestling shows. We just need the callers, 718-508-9883. If you're listening and you want to comment on my show, you want to comment on wrestling, you want to talk about a lot of things, let's do it. Also, I want to tell you about someone that got engaged over the weekend. Popular wrestling personality. Former manager, former wouldn't say wrestler, but he had a couple of matches under his belt. And he has a podcast on this network, Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrara's own Mike Ferrara. I got engaged over the weekend to a young lady, beautiful young lady, and love her with all my heart and can't wait to start our life together. As far as setting the date, did not yet, because you could be engaged forever, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, happy trails to me. Also, I want to talk to you about another thing. We're going to have Maverick Roundup is going to be coming on the show, 718-508-9883. He's going to be coming on the show. He's going to be coming on the network with his own thing. Also, we want to say goodbye to LA Retro Wrestling Hour because they're no longer. And good show. Great guys from the show. But Maverick's going to be doing his own thing, and he deserves all the good luck and everything. So if you want to get aboard and talk to WWE and ROH, and we can talk about everything. 718-508-9883 is the number to call on a Tuesday, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrara, episode number 75. Why don't let me, here, I'm going to let you know what's coming on our network next.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrara covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart Family Dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrara returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights. Join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrara, episode number 75. So that's what's going on today. And I tell you, the WWE's doing everything just right. The only thing I wasn't happy about was that news I gave you earlier about Paige. So what, her and Alberto Del Rio? It doesn't really matter that they're together. But folks, get your tickets, www.btwtickets.com. Hillbilly Jim is also going to be there. Go to the event page. They have a good event coming up. This is Sting, big time wrestling debuts in Farmingdale, New York at Farmingdale High School this Saturday, September 10th, with WWE Hall of Fame inductee Sting, plus Aaron Stevens, Damian Sandow, the total package, Lex Luger, Hornswoggle is going to be there, Badass Billy Gunn is going to be there, Hacksaw Who, Jim Duggan, Hillbilly Jim, and more. So I'm excited about that. That's going to be pretty cool. Also, Creative Pro or Wrestle Pro is going to be wrestling too. Ric Flair is going to be in New Jersey. I believe Hornswoggle is going to be going back and forth. Cody Rhodes is going to be there, and a whole bunch more. So get your tickets to that. Go to www.wrestlepro.com for the latest and greatest in the wrestling community world. So that's what's going on today. Let's, you know, as we get you set up for, like I said, SmackDown. I don't have an exact preview for SmackDown today, so we'll just leave it. If you want to call and talk about anything, 718-508-9883. Also, Japan Wrestling. I tell you this all the time. Go to www.njpwworld.com. And you'll get all the features. The next event for them is the Road to Destruction, Monday the 12th. So we'll be talking about that soon. So that means that this Thursday I'll be previewing that on my show. So Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrara, episode number 75, is on the air. 718-508-9883. Let's talk wrestling. Why not? Why not talk everything from anything you guys want to talk about? Bring it. Who's your favorite wrestler? Who's, you know, what product do you currently watch? Also, coming up, I know Lucha Underground returns. I told you last week I'm going to be covering it. I am going to be covering Lucha Underground. I'm excited about that. That's on the El Rey Network. And that's going to be tomorrow night. Ultimate Dragon, Ultimate Wrestling, Ultima Lucha, I can't wait. It's the season premieres tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Wednesday, it premieres Wednesday, September 7th, on the El Rey Network. So, are you excited? I'm excited for this one. Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. I think we're going to enjoy it, and I can't wait to see what the wrestlers have in store for us. Lucha Underground's a great company. They're doing everything right. The El Rey Network is cool. I finally get it. If you have Verizon, 198 is Verizon channel. So go and watch Lucha Underground. Let me know what you think of Lucha Underground. I've seen a couple of shows. I think the shows are cool. I think they're cooler than the swimming pool. I think you're going to see some good stuff. Tomorrow, starting about 4 o'clock, you can watch Lucha Libre repeats, Ultima Lucha Dos, Part 1. Then the part 2, then the part 3, and then we get ready for a new The Wheel of Misfortune, episode number 3, season 3, episode 1. The Luchadors return to the temple where their fate will be determined by a spin of the wheel. So it's basically like spin the wheel, make a deal, match, and I love those matches. It's going to be pretty cool. I can't wait to see what the WWE, what Lucha Underground has in store. Now that I have the network and El Rey Network, I'll be able to watch all that stuff, and I can't wait. It's going to be pretty cool. So, 718-508-9883. Thursday, I will be talking about Lucha Underground. I will be giving you my take on it, what I think about it, the wins, the losses, and everything. And yeah, we'll have to talk about that. That's going to be coming up soon. 718-508-9883 is the number. The topics that we talked about this first hour were pretty cool. I mean, think about it. We talked about everything from Monday Night Raw. I told you about my new show that's coming up September 16th, right here on Totally Driven Radio Network. So we have a lot to do. Also, there's a show that's on this network on Monday night at 8 o'clock. It's the Chris Kelly and Lillian 80s show where they talk about nothing but the 80s. And I had the pleasure of being a producer, and it was cool. And they're going to have a wrestling show, and we're going to talk about 80s wrestling. Because as you know, everything wrestling with me is fine. But right now I want to talk to you, 718-508-9883 is the number. Call me. Let's talk wrestling right now. Is there something that you guys are looking forward to seeing at Backlash? Is there something that you're saying, I really don't really care about Backlash, it's just another pay-per-view? I think the WWE does everything on the right set. The mindset for the WWE is pretty basic, and yeah, we're going to have a great time with that. So, without further ado, 718-508-9883 is the number. I'm going to take another commercial break, and then we'll be back with the show.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
All right, we are back, and this is the second and final hour of Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrer, episode number 75, where I just was talking to you guys before about a lot of stuff that's going on in the world of wrestling. We're going to do some news, hopefully take some phone calls, 718-508-9883. Let me see some wrestling news. Backstage updates on the Raw Cruiserweights. As I've noted and confirmed, the following names for the Cruiserweight division will be Grand Metalik, Akira Tawaza, Jack Gallagher, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, Cedric Alexander, Rich Swann, Brian Kendrick, Norm Dar, and TJ Perkins. It appears that this entire roster for now, as PW Insider reports, the initial division will just feature these 10 superstars. It's very possible that the new cruiserweights will be introduced to the division over time. The current plan for Raw Cruiserweights is to work Raw TV events as well as NXT and all live events. They will likely start working Raw events soon as well. The division kicks off on September 19th, Raw in Memphis. Well, that's a good news story, and that's not heard on no day five news. That's heard right here on Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrara, episode number 75. No, I did not take a shot at Dave. I love Dave. I would never do that. Dave Rosenbluth is a part of the Ken Reed Show, so he's his tag team partner. But he does a 50-50 Dave news report, and I had heard that on there. And so I'm giving it to you right now. 718-508-9883 is the number to call. You want to talk anything pro wrestling, let me know. I'm always here for you. But let's get back to the wrestling news, because we got some more wrestling news coming to you. They're saying about the Daniel Bryan that there's not going to be a payoff, they're saying. But let's see what we got here. We got a new hiring. WWE announces a new hiring. Who they hire now? Okay. Stamford, Connecticut today announced that the appointment of Chris Vitelli, a senior Vice President Communications Vitelli, who previously held positions at Fox and ESPN, will report directly to Brian Flint of WWE Executive Vice President and Marketing Communications. As head of WWE Communications, Beltre will be a key member of the WWE company's senior management team, responsible for providing strategic vision for WWE internal and external global communications. That's a big hiring right there. I thought they were going to tell me about a hiring, but Rusev and Lana are going to be off TV for a couple of weeks. Let's see what's going on with that. That's crazy. Let's see why that happened. Could Lana and WWE United States Champion which would be off for a month. As we noted, the two flew to Dubai after their traditional wedding ceremony in Bulgaria this weekend. Rusev tweeted last night, noting that they are on a 23-day honeymoon. And wow, that's pretty cool. That's really cool. So they're on their honeymoon. That's cool. A lot of big news. A lot of big news coming out of the WWE and what they're going to do. I particularly don't know what the WWE is going to do, but I have a lot of faith in the WWE. But it remains to be seen. 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to talk Monday Night Raw? You want to talk SmackDown? You want to talk anything wrestling related? 718-508-9883 is the number. This is Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. And this is Pro Wrestler Down with Mike Ferrara, episode number 75. See what we got going on. We got some more news stories for you. By the way, if you want to get your news stories, just go to WrestleZone.com, go to WrestleInc.com, go to WrestlingDaily.com. My thoughts on the whole Alberto Del Rio thing is if he's not happy, he should just leave and not be miserable. But where's he going to go? He's not really going to go anywhere. It's one of those things. Vince Russo says he's not happy with Sasha Banks. Oh, the bra and panty comment on Raw. In response to Sasha Banks, comment on the old day, I don't know what's okay, folks, I'm back. I don't know what happened. But I was talking about Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks was talking about... says, in response to Sasha Banks' comments about the old day of bra and panty matches in WWE, Russo posted this. I'm a Sasha Banks fan, but she just slighted one green female athletes who perform the top levels while drawing huge ratings. The great woman wrestlers before Sasha didn't book the bra and panties matches. Ed and I did help win a war that saved his company. What a bunch of sexist pigs, guys show off their bodies and short trunks, but women aren't allowed to. Some call Sports Illustrated. Now, this is all from Twitter's Jeremy wrote, different era time, bra and panties helped the eyeballs on the show. Vince Russo said, and the women were proud to show off their hard work. Unless you were there, you don't know unless you were there, you don't know. I was there. And after Raw went off the air last night, Chris Jericho came out, and him and Kevin Owens double-teamed Roman Reigns. Seth Rollins eventually came out to make the save, but ending up eating a spear from Roman Reigns to end the show. This was a report from a fan. So, but I've heard this side before. I've heard that they're getting the troops back together, and the architect and the tooth of the dirt of the Shield are back together, it looks like. But I don't know how that's going to affect anybody. But if you guys want to call the show, 718-508-9883 is the number. Give me a call now and let's talk some wrestling. I'm excited today to be talking to you about wrestling. We are live, and if you want to call the show, call up the show. And if you want to listen to the show, you're listening right now with Blog Talk Radio. We're on Spreaker. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're all over the place. And if you want to listen to the show, you're listening right now with Blog Talk Radio. So, yes, I'm listening to the playback to see how it sounds. And it sounds good today. 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to call up and talk wrestling with me, you got it. You guys can talk about anything you want today on the show as long as it's wrestling related. I'm excited. And, so let's do it. Hit the phone lines right now, and I'll plug you in. All you have to do is listen to the show, and I'll put you on the air. But pro wrestling now with Mike Farrar, 75. Let's see what else. I think that Sasha Banks, you know, has a right to her opinion. Painting matches were just something like, you know, we're going to be talking about that, you know, why they were booked and stuff. Let's see what else we got here. We could have some more wrestling news right now. You never know. I'll definitely keep you guys updated on all the wrestling news. What's your thought on the wrestling business? 718-508-9883. Just for being a fan of the wrestling business. I mean, I'm a big fan of the wrestling business, and I think it's pretty cool. Right now, we're going to go to some more news, and let's see what else I got for you. I might have some more stuff. Criticism on how Owens won the WWE title. Regarding Kevin Owens winning the WWE Universal title on Monday Night Raw, no one knew the finish was going into into the day, and few people knew before the match began. The feeling is that Owen is consistently hard work paid off. There's initial criticism how Owens won with Triple H's help. So it was pretty cool. I think it's a good idea that they did that. I think if people are gonna bitch and they're gonna moan about it, that's the way the cookie crumbles, folks. So if you're one of those wrestling fans that are going to cry over what you see, the WWE signs a second-generation wrestler. Who is this? The WWE has signed Victoria Gonzalez. According to KC Square Circle Sirens, she is the... Her father was a Texas indie wrestler. He used to be Speedy Gonzalez or Rick Desperado Gonzalez for years. The 6 foot 24 contacted WWE with the Tough Enough audition tape. While she didn't make the show, she's going to be on the WWE radar. Good for her. I mean, if she can get in. Let's see what else we got here. Cesaro talks dark moments. Thursday's episode of Traveling with the Stars, Ancient Aliens with Mark Bronson and Friends, on Vince Viceland's network will feature Rob Van Dam and Sabu. But what did Cesaro? Cesaro says, looked at the lights and walked in the back of the dark in those dark moments. This Cesaro section is always there for me. Thank you. Best of 17 continues in 2 days in London. Back hurt, best of seven. Three down, then again, nobody thought a guy from would make a run for the Indies, probably. That's crazy. Or Swift, probably. I think that's what it says. 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to talk the talk, let's walk the walk. 718-508-9883 is the number. Give me a call. I'm always here to talk wrestling with you. Let's see what else news we have today. Ryback says that he predicted he'd be released from WWE. Of course, Ryback went into business basically to try to get himself, more stuff. And, he said it wasn't about money, but I think it probably was. The WWE made a big mistake with Ryback. And, having him work with CM Punk was their big mistake. As noted, WWE star Ryback has launched his own podcast called The Conversation with the Big Guy, co-hosted by Pat Buck. I don't know if this is the same Pat Buck that called the show and bashed me one time, but, that's Pat Buck. Anyway, on his mentality during the developmental, my mindset, Ryback said, was survive, survive, survive. I was so mentally fragile with my time in Deep South. Just a quick story on that. My first day in OVW, Ohio Valley Wrestling. I remember they had transferred me from Deep South to OVW. It was a boot camp style, very organized, and you'd know you'd run a mile before. And then I did 500 Hindu squats, 100 crunches. And then there was 3 hours of drills outside, all this conditioning and stuff. Fun style stuff. And guys like Al Snow was in the back, and the class haven't started yet. He's like, all right, guys, let's get you warmed up. And guys were kind of, more relaxed. I was standing in awe and in fear because of anticipating somebody coming out and cursing at us and asking what we're doing. It blew my mind. On his prediction about being fired from OVW, I didn't know if the rumors were true. I had no idea at the time. I had having vivid dreams. I was going to be released. I had to be very negative. Let's see what else he's. So, I mean, I don't know, to me, it sounds funny if you look at it. Ryback is gone, and, wrestling's not for everybody, but hopefully, we can overcome, and, 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to jump on board, we got some open phone lines for you. I'm going to be ending the show pretty soon. I haven't had, time to, we on the show try to get everybody set, but sometimes I must end the show a little early. 718-508-9883. If you want to call, jump on, the phone lines are open. Like I said, Thursday night show is going to be pretty good. Next Tuesday, we're doing 5 o'clock. So that show's ready to go, and that show's going to be my 77th show at 5 o'clock at night on Tuesday, and I'm going to be talking everything. We're going to have a pay-per-view, we're going to have Monday Night Raw, We're going to have live events. We're going to have BTW, WrestlePro, all that stuff. You know, and it's a great idea and a great feeling, and I'm glad everybody loves it. And, you know, keep on, you know, watching wrestling, liking wrestling. Of course, supporting this network, Radio Driven Network Entertainment. We love you guys. We think you guys are awesome. You know, get driven, stay driven. That's our motto here. I want to thank Bay Ragney for letting me do this week in, week out. 2 weeks, 3 weeks now. I'm going to be doing some new stuff. Also, shout out to Mr. Mojo Anthony from the Mojo Sports Show. Also, Mr. Weenie, Craig Weenie, Castadini from the Big Weenie Show on Sundays, 10 a.m. The Coco and Wee Show, when they come back, hopefully they'll be back soon. I miss them, and I want to hear what they've been up to. Hopefully they'll talk about their summer. I know Wee Wee's been busy. I know they've been busy. Eight Flights Up is another good show that's on the network. Uncle Shawnee's Playground is going to be returning pretty soon. So 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to talk sport, it's sports. You want to talk wrestling, but now's the time to talk wrestling. This is the wrestling show today, and I know everybody's excited. This is going to be pretty awesome. The WWE just does everything right, folks. Also, join JR, good old JR, for his show, The Ross Report, the so-called Steve Austin show. Taz has a show. Booker T has a show. Some different shows all over. So different shows for everybody. I listen to a lot of wrestling. My personal favorite, though, has been the Whatever Happened When. And, you know, Bruce Pritchard, who used to be Brother Love and Conrad Thompson, who does the co-hosting for Triple H show, and he's the co-host on that show. That show is a great show because they talk about Whatever Happened When. They talk about the Montreal Screwjob. Now, that's a top touchy subject if you were in the Montreal Screwjob, like Bret the Hitman Hart. That's basically the Bret the Hitman Hart Screwjob. (718) 508-9883 is the number. So, like I said, so many wrestling shows are out there, some great ones. Some you don't really see or know or hear of, but I listen to it all. I think it's great. I think it's a great show. I love Talk is Jericho, the Steve Austin show. Steve Austin show this week is Keller. And that's episode number 357. This is episode number 56. I mean, 75, rather. So, 75 episodes. And I hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I did today. I thank everybody for listening. Give us a call back on Thursday. I will be back, and I'll talk to you then. 718-508-9883 for Thursday's edition of For Us and Now with Mike Fry, episode number 76, only on Totally Driven Radio Entertainment Network. And if you guys want to know anything, definitely tweet me at NotWhipped4Life. And yeah, so I thank everybody for supporting me, listening to me rant. I wouldn't change wrestling for the world. I think the WWE is on fire right now. They have no competition. I could tell you that much. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen, who's going to call. And, yeah, so right now, so long, bye-bye. Farewell until we hear that wrestling bell. Speak to you on Thursday.